This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California recharges nearly enough to fill Lake Shasta. Blue Diamond taps USDA climate grants, and Panetta and Costa seek conservation access. California recharges nearly 4 million acre-feet of water. The Department of Water Resources estimates the state has recharged about 3.8 million acre-feet of groundwater into the aquifers this year. For perspective, that is more than enough to fill Lake Oroville, the state's second largest reservoir, or supply 11 million households for a year. It's also nearly enough to soak all the irrigated acres in the San Joaquin Valley under a foot of water. The Newsom administration takes credit for adding about 92,000 acres to that number through executive orders easing regulatory restrictions on flood diversions for recharge. DWR plans to have a full picture of the evolving groundwater conditions in April 2024 when local agencies issue their annual reports. Blue Diamond taps USDA climate grants for cover crops. U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded Blue Diamond growers $45 million from the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities Grant Program. Almond farmers will have access to no-cost seed and a financial incentive for planting cover crops or conservation cover, that according to the grower-owned cooperative. The practices can potentially sequester carbon, enhance biodiversity, and improve soil health. The program will attempt to quantify the greenhouse gas benefits of the practices and explore market-based mechanisms to reward growers. Dan Sonke, BDG Senior Director of Sustainability, noted that cost and technical barriers are the biggest hurdles to overcome when implementing climate-smart practices. He added that the program will also benefit food companies and retailers further up the supply chain by adding more value for consumers. Lawmakers seek means test exemption. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has introduced a farm bill proposal that would benefit specialty crop growers and other farmers who are locked out of conservation programs because of the $900,000 limit on adjusted gross income. The Growing Access to Environment Sustainability, or GATES Act, led by Representatives David Rouser of North Carolina and Jimmy Panetta of California, would exempt from that means test producers who get 75% of their income from farming or related businesses. The exemption would apply to the Conservation Reserve Program, Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and Conservation Stewardship Program. Agricultural producers are on the front lines of our conservation efforts, yet too often are unable to access federal programs designed to assist their work as good stewards of our environment, said Panetta. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Stabenow, CBO slowing down farm bill. Prospects for moving a farm bill anytime soon are anything but improved, with the director of the Congressional Budget Office telling lawmakers he can't add staff to work on the legislation. CBO produces the critical cost estimates that lawmakers need for modifying farm bill programs. It's not okay to have scores that we need to write the farm bill, a frustrated Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told AgriPulse yesterday after CBO released a letter to the committee's leaders. She said writing the farm bill, quote, is much slower than we would like because of a delay in getting CBO cost estimates. By the way, Stabenow reiterated that there's no new funding in sight for the next farm bill other than the Inflation Reduction Program money that could be brought into the farm bill baseline. We asked the Budget Committee for additional dollars. The House did as well. We did not get them. And then, frankly, there were some discretionary dollars that we were looking to, and they got taken in the debt deal. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Democratic leader comments on Scott and task force. AgriPulse's Noah Wicks caught up with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries yesterday to ask him about the Democrats' Farm Bill Task Force and its relation to David Scott, the committee's ranking Democrat. The task force allows, quote, every single member of the House Democratic Caucus to have a vehicle to have their voices heard as it relates to agricultural and nutrition issues for the 21st century, Jeffries said. Jeffries was also asked about the suggestion by House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania that the task force looked like an end run around Scott. Jeffries replied, quote, I have great respect for David Scott, and he is and will continue to be an incredibly important voice on a whole host of issues related to this committee. Ukraine. Russian attacks damage grain ports in Odessa. Russian attacks inflicted severe damage on key grain exporting ports in Odessa this week, and Moscow is threatening ships in the Black Sea, a primary route for Ukrainian grain exports. Russian missiles tore into the ports of Kromorsk and Odessa, mangling silos and other infrastructure on Tuesday and Wednesday, according to the Ukrainian Agriculture Ministry, which said 60,000 tons of grain was also destroyed. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Our members are unable to access conservation funding that would help them adjust to erratic weather patterns by using conservation tools readily available to farmers who grow corn, soybeans, and other commodity crops. That Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia in praising the Gates Act on specialty crops. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 21st, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.